Every morning, you wake to 304 unread emails. Your phone buzzes 150 times before lunch. You scroll through 100,500 words daily, more texts than War and Peace, yet retain almost nothing. Your attention span? 8 seconds, less than a goldfish. This isn't a personal failing. It's the new reality of human cognition in the digital age. Here's the uncomfortable truth. When you finally get someone's attention, you have 5 minutes, not 50. Military Special Ops teams discovered this the hard way, transforming their briefings from exhaustive data dumps to laser-focused updates. The result? Mission success rates climbed. Business email traffic now exceeds 100 billion messages daily, and yours is competing with all of them. Companies like Harley-Davidson and MasterCard have made brevity training mandatory because they understand what most professionals haven't grasped. In an attention economy, wordiness is career suicide. You're not just competing for attention, you're fighting for survival. If you can't capture someone's focus quickly, you've already lost them. 4 invisible forces sabotage every word you speak. Information inundation overwhelms your audience. Imagine drinking from a fire hose. Mental bandwidth is maxed out, cognitive reserves depleted. Workers shift focus 10 to 20 times hourly, each switch draining energy. Constant information intake temporarily drops IQ by 10 points. Interruption is now normal, every 8 minutes, 50 to 60 times daily. Workers spend just 11 minutes on tasks before disruption, needing 25 minutes to recover focus. These interruptions cost businesses $588 billion annually. Email triggers 30 to 40 checks per hour. Impatience rules everything. 56 seconds on web pages, under 4 minutes on videos. 7 unconscious habits sabotage communication. Cowardice makes you hide behind jargon, afraid to take a clear stand. Excessive confidence turns expertise into torture, explaining every painful detail. Callousness shows when you disrespect others' time, turning "got a minute" into 15-minute monologues. Comfort breeds wordiness with familiar people, succinct with executives, rambling with teammates. Confusion happens when you think out loud, forcing others through your mental fog. Complication stems from believing some concepts are too complex to simplify. Carelessness manifests as verbal sloppiness. Rambling voicemails and unclear emails signal you're not ready for bigger responsibilities. Unstructured communication forces audiences to assemble your scattered thoughts, exhausting them before they grasp your point. Brief maps transform complex messages into one-page visual outlines. Each letter serves a function. Background provides context. Reason explains urgency. Information presents key evidence. Ending summarizes actions. Follow-up anticipates questions. Consider Bob updating his CEO on a troubled project. Without preparation, he drowns in vendor details, fumbles timelines, and erodes confidence in his leadership. With a brief map, Bob organizes around a clear headline. The project is on schedule. He provides relevant background, explains why the update matters now, presents 3 key points, defines next steps, and prepares for questions. His focused 5-minute update satisfies the CEO and secures support. Brief maps deliver no assembly required messages, like bicycles that arrive fully built. You've done the organizing, so your audience doesn't have to. Organizations adopting this approach report shorter meetings, clearer communication, and faster decisions. The map becomes both planning tool and mental anchor, ensuring focused delivery and confident responses. When Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone in 2007, he didn't list features. He built a narrative. Competitors' smartphones were frustratingly complex, but Apple, proven by Mac and iPod, could create something way smarter and super easy to use. Then he demonstrated exactly how. Most corporate communications sound identical and forgettable. Companies with compelling narratives, Southwest Airlines as the thrifty, focused, fun carrier, stand out and inspire. Narrative mapping provides structure, focal point, central message, setup/challenge, market problem, opportunity, unmet need, approach, how it unfolds, payoff, resolution, and benefits. Universal Commerce used this framework to explain payment processing evolution through a relatable story: a father buying a birthday present, navigating from traditional shopping to e-commerce to mobile integrated experience. This narrative crystallized understanding for thousands. Three pitfalls undermine business storytelling: keeping stories too long, falling in love with fairy tale fables, and promoting storytelling without teaching the craft. Effective business narratives explain the why, how, who, when, where, and so what in human terms that resonate and inspire action. Brevity creates meaningful exchanges where both parties feel engaged. Effective conversations aren't like golf, where each person waits their turn. They're like tennis, with balanced back and forth through listening and thoughtful questions. Talk tracks provide the framework. Talk, let others speak without interruption. Active listening, notice key words, tone, emotional undertones rather than planning responses. Converse, contribute relevant comments building on what was said. Watch for engagement signs: maintained eye contact, responsive body language, relevant questions. Controlled conversation means controlling yourself within it, not the conversation itself. Master productive silence, those pauses allowing others to process and respond thoughtfully. Brevity isn't just talking less, it's making every word count and creating space for genuine dialogue. We remember 80% of what we see, 30% of what we read, and just 10% of what we hear. USA Today founder Al Newharth revolutionized journalism by pioneering short stories, abundant visuals, and infographics, recognizing people prefer seeing over reading. Finding the right visual matters. During the 2008 recession, a presentation about workplace communication paired a Depression-era story about a grandmother sewing buttons at Sears with a Google image of a jacket with buttons. Her strategy, make sure they always see you working, became instantly memorable through that visual anchor. Video storytelling has exploded, but brevity remains crucial. Viewers lose interest after 3.5 minutes. Mastering brevity requires techniques that build mental muscle memory. Map it using brief maps to condense information. Tell it through narrative storytelling for clarity. Talk it using talk tracks to transform monologues into conversations. Show it with visuals that capture imagination. True brevity requires deep expertise. You must go deep, experience confusion, then emerge with clarity. The hard work of analysis on your time saves your audience from doing the labor themselves. Simple document formatting dramatically improves written communication. Strong titles, content fitting the original window without scrolling, white space with 3 to 4 sentence paragraphs, key ideas in bold, bullets in numbers, and no fluff. Make your message inviting to the eye, and it becomes inviting to the mind. In today's attention economy, brevity isn't optional. It's survival. Every interaction is an opportunity to cut through noise and make genuine impact. Your career, relationships, and influence depend on your ability to say less and mean more. Start now. Make every word count. Because in a world drowning in information but starving for wisdom, brevity isn't just a skill, it's the most powerful weapon.